League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Stevie.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
BB here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to the Eric Griffin Part 4 episode. My favorite part of his interview was when I performed my magic trick at the beginning of his interview, as well as doing the mini movie review on Dr. Sleep. So thanks for tuning in, and I'll catch you later. Peace.
50. Welcome back to another episode.
This is like a Korean scary movie.
I don't know what's happening.
This is like Korean Ave Maria.
Special guest tonight. Please welcome part 4 of Eric Griffin.
Just let's ease into it, man. You're making fun of my bathroom right when you walked in.
Okay. Since you want to open up with your bathroom, let's open up with your bathroom. Steve has. Okay, first of all, I don't know if you guys have seen the room. You know how there's a piano in the room and there's like a bed?
Yeah.
So in the bathroom, because it's hot as fuck in here when it's like in the summer.
Yeah.
So Steve has an AC, but check it. There's only one window in the place that can, it's in the bathroom, let's say this is the toilet. Yeah. You're sitting in the toilet. The AC comes about this far out. So basically, I can't shit in your toilet
because
I'm
too
big. No, I can't.
You can't. Oh, because it's
sticking. Because it'll be sticking here, and I'll be. How would I wipe my ass, Steve? I would have. Okay.
Hey, this is all I got. You know, I gotta make do. I gotta make do with what I got.
Can you at least put a fan so like you can get the cold air?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you just had a fan blowing from the bathroom out.
Okay, you're right. Listen, I'm gonna do a mind exercise. I'm gonna guess. I'm going to read your brain.
I don't know.
At those three. Hold on.
I don't know what has happened. I don't know what has happened to the Stevie Weeby show since I've been here.
No.
But this scary Korean intro, like the dread.
listen.
Okay.
Just hold up. But I have to. Okay. Before you start, let me see your left wrist. Okay. No, I have to monitor. Look at the cards.
I'm looking at the cards, Steve.
Pick one color.
Okay.
What are the cards?
There's a red card, a yellow card, and a blue card.
Okay.
Do you have a?
I have the card.
In your mind.
It's in my mind.
You can't change it.
I'm not going to change it.
So there's one color.
Yeah.
You can't change it.
You can't just say?
No.
So now you're going into magic? Is that what? Is that what's happening right now? So you go from podcasting to magic?
This is not magic. It's Reiki energy of reading.
So magic. No,
it's Reiki energy healing.
Oh my God. Stevie right, Weeby, so, Stevie Weeby the Gathering. That's what you should call this. Right,
so this is my answer. What color was it?
Blue. He wrote, I don't know.
Yeah. One time. One, two, three.
Steve is doing magic. What? That's the greatest thing ever done on your podcast. Look how proud he is. Did you go to like a class at the Learning Annex? Was it
no,
like?
No. See, what I had to do is through this Reiki energy healing. The reason why I had to, I put two of these energy triggers on your wrist.
Right.
And once I know it sounds crazy, but once I studied your pulse rate, it was like 1, 1, 2, 3, and then I knew right away it was blue.
How are you, Steve?
I want to talk about how was your trip, your comedy thing with Dane Cook, because I saw pictures of you on a goddamn jet. I want to hear all about that.
Okay, we'll get to that.
Yeah.
But I have a question for you first.
No, hold up. I'm the one. My platform. I ask the questions.
So how was Kate Hudson with Bobby? That's what I want to know.
It was fun.
Yeah, so y'all can go on other podcasts now, but I can't get you guys together. But Kate Hudson calls,
hey, listen,
and you motherfuckers are like, let's go to Kate Hudson's place. There we go. What?
That was a long time ago.
The disloyalty.
No. Listen, hear me out.
How long ago was it?
That was before I split from...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, forgive you then.
Yeah. There was...
It's not even out, though.
It is out.
Oh, is it?
I think it is.
Yeah, because Bobby put a post up about it.
Oh, I guess they're airing it.
All right, okay, now we can talk about whatever we want to talk about. All right, I don't feel as bad about it anymore.
Okay.
It was great, you know? Dane was on the podcast. He was on my podcast. Mm-hmm, he was on Riffin' with Griffin. Mm-hmm. Go to Riffin' with Griffin. And, you know, we were just talking about it, and I said, yeah, he's going on this tour. And I was like, hey, I'll come do some dates. You know, that sounds like fun, you know?
Yeah,
big
dude.
Stadium, big kind of like big theaters, you know what I mean?
I mean, how many people showed up to
it? It was like 2,500, 3,000 seat kind of places, right? So, you know, it hadn't happened yet for a long time.
Right.
Like almost months and months, and he's still on this tour, and I thought, whatever. Then he called me and asked me, like, hey, can you do this date, one of these dates? And I was like, no, I couldn't do it. And then eventually it came... Like the last, this is one of the last week of the tour. Like, you know, last 2 weeks of the tour, I was like, you know, and he was like, yeah, so it was great. I mean, he's like, don't worry about it. Private jet.
What's
you ever flown on a private jet?
I don't even know what one of those things are. I have no idea what it looks like.
Well, the best part about a private jet.
Describe it.
The best part about the private jet is the fact that you're driving like right. My car was next to the jet. Okay.
What?
So that's the first thing I loved. You pull up. They take your bags out for you. They put it all in the thing.
Is there a secret location?
No, in Van Nuys.
It's Van Nuys.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you pull up. All right, then you're there. So they put your stuff in the car. Then they take your car. They give you a little valet ticket. You're like, okay, great. Right? You're in this. So you get in the jet, and I was like, wow, this is – it was very plush.
Dude, it's like a movie.
His tour manager had like food ready for us. They had already taken my order, and they had the food ready.
Well, they had the cook on a jet?
No. It had like a little
God.
Yeah, it wasn't that big of a... He's not Donald Trump, bro.
All right. Sorry. I don't know much about
it. So then we
it.
Had like the food, and then so we when we first place we flew is we flew to Tulsa.
Oklahoma.
You know, so we Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
We land in Tulsa. It was great. There's internet on the plane. I was like clowning around with Matt Rife.
Who else was with you?
It was me, Matt Rife, and Dane.
That's the other white guy?
Yeah. Okay. I've known him forever. I've known him since he was like, he used to live in Cleveland and he wanted to be a comic. And then,
when
he first came out here, I let him stay with me while he was getting his shit together. He's like a brother, little brother
to
me.
Yeah.
So, anyways, so we're having fun in the, you know, in the jet, just, you know, messing around. It's great, laughing. And I'm like, God, I'm on a jet. You don't have to have your seatbelt on.
Jeez,
you know what I mean?
That's crazy.
There's food, you know, there's like drinks, all kinds of stuff. So we land in Tulsa. We do the show. Okay, so we get out of the plane and we go to like the our green rooms. So there's enough. It's a big enough green where you could take a shower and
there's showers.
Yeah, the shower. So I get ready. Then after the show, dude, check this out. We get back on the jet right after the show, like 10 p.m., 11 p.m., and we fly to Austin.
From Oklahoma to Austin.
Yeah, we get to Austin.
That's crazy.
So we land in Austin.
Jeez, it's like you're a movie star.
I know, dude. SUV.
Jeez,
SUV.
You're like Leonardo DiCaprio on a jet, man.
SUV.
What's going
SUV's
on?
SUV's waiting for us. Then we go to the Four Seasons.
Isn't that like a 5-star hotel?
It was crazy. And we didn't.
No, I want to, dude.
We didn't even
check
in.
Describe the hotel.
Oh, come on, man. The Four Seasons is nice.
Yeah. Well, but not everyone knows what does. You know, I'm a Motel 6 guy.
Yeah, your listeners wouldn't know about Four Seasons. Yeah.
Hey, dude, seriously, you never know. I know we're like Travelodge, Motel 6 people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You guys
describe,
are. You guys. All right, you guys.
The difference.
Are you guys at the skate park right now?
Son of a gun. No, listen, listen.
Watching Steve's podcast.
Eric, listen. What are the
all
major...
you guys at Echo Park right now who are?
Listen, describe the differences between a Motel 6 and a Four Seasons.
Oh man,
what are the main differences?
Oh dude, it's
they have beds, shower. You know, Motel 6 got showers and beds.
Yeah, it's just the luxury of it. You know, the attentiveness. The rooms are bigger. The sheets don't feel like broken dreams. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
how much would it cost for a person to stay in one of those rooms a night?
You know, I don't know, but I bet you it's pretty pricey.
Take a guess.
Well, I stayed at the Mandarin Oriental in Boston.
Yeah,
that's a hotel.
Oh, okay, I thought you're messing around.
I thought I was being Asian racist.
Yeah,
over here.
I thought you're doing.
Look at him, always ready for it. What? Even though I do think that name's a crazy name, but anyway, I was staying in a room that was like $750 a night.
Damn.
Yeah, which is crazy.
Okay, you know?
Keep going.
So we're in your room.
No, we get to the back of the hotel, some weird entrance. People are waiting for us. We walk through the kitchen to an elevator.
It's like Goodfellas.
Yeah, dude. We go up to the whatever level our rooms are on, and we go right to our rooms. Didn't even check in, bro. So we had the show the next day, and then the next day after that, we flew to Dallas. Same kind of thing. And then after the show in Dallas, we flew home. And my car was waiting for me right there.
Oh, my God.
That's the life. Dude, now when I'm getting off a Southwest flight, I'm like, where's my car?
Right. Now, how common is that? Because there's been comedians on this podcast. No one's told me stories of riding on a jet,
Dane Cook was one of the biggest comics in the world for a long time, dude.
I forgot how big. That dude is big,
He's been in the business a long
time.
He's
like the Eminem of
at the time comedy. At the time that he was at his height, he made a lot of money, and he still has it.
So, I mean, you don't have to say the dollar amount, but did you make a good chunk of change doing that?
It was fine. I'll just say that. I want it.
It was fine.
You know what I mean? I mean, you would have called your mom.
Listen.
You would have called your girlfriend. We did it, baby.
So that means thousands of dollars.
It was fine. It was a fine amount, okay?
Okay, let me ask you this. Could I have bought a 2005 Toyota Corolla with the money if I did that to her?
A 2005?
A 2007 Toyota Corolla.
Now you're moving it up. Now it's a 2007.
Yeah, 2005 to 2007.
Steve,
Toyota
you can
Corolla.
Already get a 2005.
2010 with that Dan Cook money.
You have to be saving your money because it doesn't go in here.
No, hold up. I have a problem with that. What is wrong with my apartment, man?
Nothing. You're a minimalist, okay?
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And let's not say apartment. Like, that's a loose term.
All right, room.
What qualifies something as an apartment,
my room.
Right?
My room.
Yeah. Your dwelling that you have here.
Jeez. Okay.
He's rich for Hollywood.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying. You got Hollywood money. You could have a 2005 Corolla out there right now. It would get stolen, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, yeah. I'm surprised out of all this stuff, my air conditioning system in the bathroom, you didn't say anything about the Christmas lights I put up.
Oh, are those Christmas lights? Okay, well that that okay, wait, we gotta take a oh. Yeah. I thought those were just like the lights for the place.
No.
I didn't know that these were like actually holiday.
No, those are seasonal.
Decoration.
These are seasonal lights.
Okay.
Yeah, those are seasonal.
Steve.
Yeah.
These are white lights.
Yeah, those are Christmas lights.
No, you're just saying they're Christmas lights.
They are, though.
No.
Because they only sell those during November, December, and January.
Steve,
if you go to
these
Target,
are lights that are outside of Nordstrom's or something like that, you know, on a tree outside of Nordstrom's.
They're Christmas
24
lights.
Hours.
They're seasonal.
Can you get
they're
a red seasonal. Or green light on there?
I like the white lights. You don't. Oh, you want the
that
yellow,
purple. That
would
make it Christmas. You got
thought,
white lights up.
But those could pass as Christmas. Those could pass. I don't want to argue about the lights.
Okay. I love how you have convinced yourself.
But those could pass.
And this is a mansion.
All right. It's a room. Hey, listen.
We're in a mansion and we have Christmas decorations.
It's a room. You know what? Since you're here, I want to switch it up a little. Because we do
Jesus
movie
Christ.
Reviews.
Yeah. Which I just saw. What is it? Dr. Sleep.
I did too.
Did you see it?
Let's talk about
it. Oh, I'm so glad you saw
okay,
it.
Now it's time for our review of Dr. Sleep.
Sleep.
With
sleep,
Ewan
sleep.
McGregor. What'd you think?
I thought it was weird as hell, man.
I like the beginning and
yeah.
the middle.
Oh,
the end, they lost me at the end.
I totally agree. Because it got too like Harry Potter. You know what I mean? Like it was very like magic-y.
No, I didn't. Why did they have to go back to the...
I didn't understand
it. You
any.
Know what I'm saying? Okay, I don't understand that.
Here's my questions. Who were the bad guys? Like, give me a little origin of them. Like, tell me what they are.
Are they vampires?
Yeah, what are
all right,
they?
So the bad guys, they all have the shining.
They call, like, the, whatever the people's essence is.
Yeah,
the smoke,
essence.
The steam.
The steam.
Yeah. They get the steam. They eat that. But I didn't understand...
But where do they come from?
Yeah, who are they?
The old homie that died, the older dude that died, he was ending his cycle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
well, they made reference to him. Like she was saying, like he's been around
since
Roman Empire.
Kings
yeah,
were there, and you know, like
seems
so
kind of weird. See, if they'd been around that long, you think that they would be living better than like these like campers.
Like RVs, like
yeah,
cross country.
You think they would be like living better or something? Like he could just die that easily? He's been around for thousands of years and all of a sudden he just dies?
Let's give context to who we're talking about. So these groups of people are the bad guys.
Yeah,
right?
And we don't even know what they are.
We don't know. They have the shining ability.
Yeah.
There's one leader, which is a woman, mm-hmm, who wears like this Harry Potter top hat or she wears this Charlie Chaplin hat.
Yeah, yeah, it was weird.
And you know what? Is she more powerful than the other ones? Because
I don't even know.
She could
know.
Fly and teleport.
Well,
and
she couldn't fly. She was like projecting herself.
She was astral projecting. Yeah. Out of her. But how the hell are you going to find this one kid?
Well, I kind of got.
I was confused.
No,
like
I
how
don't mind that because the girl found them first. You know?
Right, so she left a mark.
Yeah, some kind of like GPS.
Telepathy.
Yeah.
Like,
some kind of like magic GPS. But I agree with you. I thought the movie started great. Like, McGregor was great. Like, you were following his story.
Okay, so let's give context to that. So Ewan McGregor plays Danny from The Shining, the kid from The Shining, Danny.
Which I didn't even know. The Shining's so old.
It's from,
that,
yeah.
Like, it's like, it's so old that like, I didn't get anything. I didn't even remember The Shining. It was so weird.
I didn't like how they recast. They should have used the old clips of the original. I don't like how they recast those characters.
Maybe they tried and it just didn't
it
look
just,
as good.
No, it just, they lost me, man.
No, but maybe it just didn't look like, it just looked too weird or something. But that girl looks just like their main girl because they reshot that scene and it looked just like
just
her.
Just that one scene convinced me where she's, where.
But everything else she was like.
The Overlook Hotel,
like,
right? With the axe and everything. Yeah. But let's.
Here's
I thought that,
Johnny.
Yeah, okay, so
that's the only
Danny,
thing I know of The Shining. So I didn't even know The Shining was about magic shit. Did you know
about,
that?
Yeah, I knew The Shining had to do with a gift, a mental gift that Danny had.
I didn't know
where,
that.
You
did
know,
you know that, Craig? Oh, see, I didn't even remember that. That's why I was saying it was so weird to me.
Oh, okay, so
because I didn't even remember that.
Let's define. Okay, so The Shining.
It's just magic.
It's basically maybe even a superpower.
No,
it's
no,
a special
no. It's
gift.
Just, but and they all it's different
like,
for everybody.
You're right.
Somebody's a pusher. Somebody's a whatever.
But
a lot of
some of them can mind read.
Yeah.
Someone
yeah.
could like communicate with you in your mind.
Yeah.
So Danny's grown up now.
Yeah.
Right. He's grown up. He's
well. He's gone
lost.
Through a lot. Well, he's gone through. Well, look back up.
Okay.
You know, his father was Jack Nicholson, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so his dad was a psychopath,
And an alcoholic.
So yeah. his mom died, and so he was like not living right. You know, he became an alcoholic.
He was a drifter,
a homeless guy, alcoholic. He finally got his shit together.
And he ended up in just a remote town.
Yeah.
Going to 12-step meetings. We could say that. He was getting sober.
Uh-huh.
And then somehow, through this crazy story, he gets in contact with this one kid.
That's another thing I don't understand how that happened. Well, that kid got in contact with him, remember?
But how did she know?
She said hello on the...
On the chalkboard.
Yeah. Well, think of it like a radio broadcast. Like, think of it like a CB radio. Yeah. And everybody has different frequencies. And maybe the magic people have a certain frequency that they can hear each other.
Like the Jedi's or the Force.
Yeah, exactly. It's something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, the old man in the original
I'm going to have to... You know what we should do, Steve?
Oh, so you don't know these references. You haven't seen The Shining in a while.
Yeah. We should watch The Shining together.
Yeah.
We should watch... You know what we should do is we should watch The Shining together and record ourselves watching The Shining.
That's a great idea.
And then we talk about it.
That's a vlog.
Yeah. That's what we'll do. Right?
Yeah.
You just set the cameras up.
Yeah.
You do it in my living room.
Oh, you know, they call those response videos. It's a response video.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah. So it's kind of hard talking about if you don't remember the.
I never saw The Shining, but we could just this we'll come back to this. Okay. That'll be on my podcast. That means it'll be like a, of course. You know what I mean? We'll do like a no. It's like continue with part two, right?
I'm down. Whatever you need,
motherfucker.
Whatever you need, I'm there.
You and Kate Hudson, right?
Dude, easy. That was low.
I agree with you though. I thought the movie started great. And it was easy to follow. Yeah. And then it just got weird. I just wanted some answers. I wanted to know who these people were. Why are they like this? And if they haven't grown, then they were around back when.
They're like vampires.
I'm saying they were around back when he was a kid, too. They were, you know what I mean?
You know what? You're right.
And they didn't even make any reference to that. You know what I mean? She says, like, how come we didn't find you? And it was, like, weird. You know, then I didn't understand who.
There's no origin story with them.
Yeah, and who's like the black dude? I didn't understand. Like, was he just a figment of his imagination?
No. He was in the original Shining.
Oh, see, this is what I'm saying. We gotta watch it.
Yeah, he was.
We're gonna have to watch.
That was the only casting that I thought they got right because he looked exactly like that guy in the original. Exactly, almost. Exactly.
Well, I you know what? I wasn't bored, but I was kind of like,
I had a problem with them. Going to the Overlook Hotel
for
the last battle.
No, because
I don't know why.
Tell me why that's a place of evil. You know what I mean? Like, tell me why that place is the place. You know.
In the original is because there's a lot of deaths and murder.
Yeah, well, in the original, Craig was saying in the original,
it's not enough.
And there's history there with the butler. You know,
I know, but it wasn't
the daughter.
Enough.
Like he killed his whole family there.
Yeah.
And there's history there, but they didn't really explain
exactly
how. And then the coffins in the maze, like, I was confused. Like, I didn't know that happened, that there was coffins for each one of those spirits.
Oh, well, no.
That
he,
like,
No. See, I understood that as, like, the black dude told him to make
a box in your mind,
and that's where you put people.
So it was metaphorical.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
he was trying
to
put her in
but
there.
But my main problem, and me and Craig were talking about this, is they went about that wrong. Because, in a way, it was like... a haunted house at that point. Like, they just, all of them come out of nowhere and kill the, you know.
Yeah, well, he let them out.
Right, but I thought they could have.
It was, I just liked how creepy it was in the beginning, because the creepiest ghost was that naked old lady in the bathtub.
But she was in the original.
Oh, but that's.
Remember in the room?
I don't remember original.
Okay. So that old lady.
He never listens, you know what I mean? I said like four times.
All right. But that old lady, was in that room.
That makes sense.
They overused her, though. We were talking.
She's scary, though. That's why. Yeah.
But if you see the original, it's like, yeah.
Okay.
You just gotta watch it.
We should do that. That's what we'll do next.
But how about this? Uh-huh. We'll do that for sure.
Uh-huh.
We got to do something about this Star Wars fiasco.
What's the fiasco?
There's a lot of drama.
I just got Disney Plus, by the way. Woo, it's good.
There's a lot of drama around The Rise of Skywalker.
Why?
They have like three different endings. Everyone's fighting on set. There's like...
Well, yeah, because...
They're calling back in George Lucas. Kathleen Kennedy's firing people. There's a lot going on.
Really?
So, yeah.
So they're reshooting?
Yeah. I don't know right now. Yeah, they're doing new edits because the ending is bullshit.
What do you know? What do you know of the ending so far?
Okay, I told Craig this in the car. I mean, this is fine because this will be out during, you know, whatever. I don't care.
Spoiler!
This is a spoiler. If you don't want to listen to this, turn it off.
No, we'll keep it on.
Whatever. We don't even know if this is true. This is what I've been researching.
This is Steebawedia. Get it?
So, Ray, at the end, joins with Kylo Ren.
Mm-hmm.
They join forces to duel with the Emperor. Kylo Ren dies through
So the Emperor's back.
Yeah, the Emperor's back. I don't know how. I don't know how they did that.
It reminds me of Family Guy.
It might be a hologram.
Something, it might Skywalker. Be a
hologram. We don't know. But Rey just ends up kicking the shit out of the Emperor like nothing.
Yeah, okay.
So you're telling me...
Wait, this is why I have a problem with this chick from the beginning. Like, but so you're just a Jedi master... From like jump, desert, this bitch got Jedi power.
That's what I'm saying.
It don't Yoda, make any sense.
How about Yoda couldn't even do it? Yeah. Yoda couldn't phase him. Yoda couldn't defeat the Emperor. It took Luke Skywalker and Darth Vader, Return of the Jedi, and that was a fluke because he was looking the other way and he picked him up and threw him down.
He's not really real. I'm sure he's like a ghost.
No, but they end up dueling. They end up fighting somehow.
I don't know.
But I have a problem with that because it's like, so you're telling me.
I can hit you.
You're telling me, Rey, right?
Uh-huh.
She's the baddest Jedi in the whole goddamn galaxy out of nowhere. And she
in the history of Jedis, it seems like.
In the history.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. I'm kind of done with the whole Skywalker clan. I kind of just want them to be like a lot of other shit was going on in this universe. I'd love to just see that. Yeah, I haven't started Mandalorian.
Mandalorian's
yet.
Out this week.
But I was so excited about Disney Plus, man. I was just looking at it because my favorite one was The Vault is open.
So tell me more. I just learned about this today. So Disney, they have a streaming service.
Yeah, their own streaming service.
Okay, what are they going to put on there?
Everything. All the Disney Vault stuff, like Lady and the Tramp, Cinderella.
All the old school cartoons,
all the Marvel stuff. And even movies like Remember the Titans and like.
I like that movie.
There's all those kind of movies too. The original shows. But by the way, okay. I have Hulu. If you already have Hulu, you could just add Disney Plus to that. It's great.
So what do you think? What are the advantages of going on Disney Plus? Can you see exclusive stuff you can't?
I'm sure that you won't be able to see any of their movies anymore other than there. I'm sure it's going to be like, let's say like Avengers Endgame. So I'm sure that now it's going to be. You'll be able to get it on DVD, and then you'll be able to get it on Disney Plus sooner than it goes to, say, Netflix and the other places.
Yeah. Can I tell you?
Because they're not going to turn down money.
No. Can I tell you the two other endings that I heard about?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Okay. So another option is, and this is, I think that's why George Lucas called back in. He got called back in.
We got to invest in some chairs, Steve. Okay. I told you about this shit last time.
Okay. I'm so sorry.
Let's go. Keep going.
So, Ray.
And you don't know this is for sure, right?
These are just speculating? These are theories.
Theories from what?
From insiders through, I don't know, YouTube.
Okay. All right, go.
Channel, whatever. People who are like geeked out about it.
All right.
Who they do, they have their inside sources or whatever.
Ray gets pregnant.
So, another one is that happens and Ray at the very end says, my name is Ray. Rey Skywalker. So she takes the name of a Skywalker. Another option.
I thought it was going to be like an homage to the original, and she actually is a Skywalker.
No, she just takes the name of it. Oh, another theory is she's the granddaughter of the Emperor.
Hmm. Well, he was the Emperor. You know he was.
No, but
laying
she,
pipe.
No, no. Oh, I know, for sure.
He was the Emperor.
Oh,
you know
for
what I
sure.
mean? Bring her in, you know.
But another one, the George Lucas one, I believe is.
By the way, he's terrible too, though.
What are you talking
George
about?
Lucas is a terrible writer.
Craig, do you want to defend George?
Thank you. Episode 1-3, he was responsible for Jar Jar Binks.
Oh, Phantom Menace.
He was in charge.
I forgot about those stories.
Weren't great.
All right.
I don't
want to
say he's a terrible writer, but
those
like
are bad.
He didn't do his best work with these last some of those Star Wars. Let me retract my statement and say it like that, a little nicer.
So the ending of the third ending is it's an unknown kid that we've never heard about who ends up being the last Skywalker. or The Rise of Skywalker.
Oh, the kid that was
a kid sweeping. Maybe a kid on Tatooine. We don't know.
But that kid from the casino has Jedi power.
What are you talking
Remember?
About?
The kid was sweeping and the broom like did it on its own.
So maybe it's him.
There's a lot of Jedis around, I think. The Jedi power is back.
But why would you do that? Because we're invested in these other
characters. All right, here's what I want. Okay, you come up with your own ending. This is what I thought.
Okay, I already got one for you.
That she actually is like maybe not Han Solo. It would have to be Luke Skywalker, right? Like he in his travels before he got to the island, you know what I mean? He got somebody pregnant.
Who, Luke?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Or, no, it can't. Because I want Kylo Ren and her to be brother and sister. How would that work? That's what I want. I want them to be brother and sister.
No,
so that's like an homage to the, you know what I mean?
Kylo Ren is Han Solo and Princess Leia's
Right. So how
son.
Can they be? So maybe Han is, but see, the Han has no Jedi power, so it don't make no sense.
Yeah,
Han. It would have to be Princess Leia had a secret baby.
It's in her blood.
Right, so she had a secret baby, maybe?
So,
I don't know.
So Princess Leia was messing around.
Yeah.
And then she had another kid.
Yeah, something
like
that.
And it was Rey.
Right. But see, they wouldn't do that. Princess Leia wouldn't.
Are you excited to watch it? It's out in a few weeks.
I'm not excited to watch it, but I'm going to.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Are you going to watch it?
I'm going to watch it. That's another thing we're going to do. That's the next time I come on this one. We're gonna like do a little video of us going to see the movie.
Oh, a vlog.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love how he has to say that. Like, to justify it in his head.
No, because I'm trying to put it in categories.
Why?
Because, okay, I'll tell you why. The next issue is, topic is content.
Okay. Again?
Yeah,
Steve,
yeah.
People are so sick of us talking about.
I love talking
about. How are we going to make our podcast better?
I want to talk about content. Because I'm doing so many different types of content.
I love Stevie on the Street.
You do?
Yeah.
What about the puzzle? We're doing puzzle videos.
Oh, I haven't.
Too.
Oh, God.
Oh, you haven't seen that.
Puzzle videos? What are you just like?
Where I get frustrated.
You playing Sudoku? That is a
You know what?
A 25-minute video of just Steve like, I can't.
It's me.
Is it a 9?
It's me getting frustrated doing
puzzles.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I'm doing Stevie, the unboxing video. The regular vlogs are back.
Yeah,
so
but,
that's why when I say vlog, I like to put things in categories.
That's all of your videos. Steve getting frustrated with, and then you just add something, and then that'll be your video. Steve getting frustrated, taking a shit in his...
Oh, no. But when I do the unboxing, I don't get frustrated because I'm opening up packages.
No, they don't see you get frustrated, but you've had to, like, box... you've had to, like, open the boxes...
Yeah,
you fucked up the video.
It gets messy.
And then you had to put everything back.
Oh, dude, there's one time. Wait, hold up. All right, I like what you're doing. It's okay. You can do it as much as you want. I used this Canon video.
Right.
And I forgot to do something on this.
How many times did you have to do that video?
I had to redo it.
How many times?
Twice.
Yeah, so he did
because
two
the
times.
First time,
he unboxed
and my
push it back.
My head was cut out of it.
Up.
So I'm telling you,
see the impatience.
I wasn't framed right on the camera, so I had to act. I had to like go back and put all this stuff back in the boxes and then reshoot it. Like, oh, I'm doing it for the first time, but I let the viewers know. Like, listen, I messed up, so I'm just gonna.
Did you have the same unboxing energy?
It went down a little bit.
So you have your unboxing.
Yeah, unboxing.
Stevie on the street. Stevie does puzzles.
What
else?
Vlogs are back.
What do you mean vlogs?
I just went to Joshua Tree with my girlfriend and my dog, Kirby.
Oh, got you.
So I brought
I haven't
camera.
Seen the dog. The dog, she took the dog?
The
dog. She holding it hostage?
The dog is with her family.
She sends you videos, marry me or this dog is dead.
I'm I have patience with you.
Does the dog have to show proof of life? Like he has to.
The dog's fine. Kirby's fine.
Kirby's
in Walnut right now.
At a real place. It has like a yard.
With a yard. Yeah. Nice.
Oh, your dog
family.
Comes back here. Your dog is like, what the fuck am I like?
Man, I'm gonna let you keep doing that.
Well, hey, you know what? You know what? You did the right thing for your dog. That's what you did. You did the right thing.
Look, he's more happier there.
Yeah.
Thanks again for doing the Kill Tony thing. I'm a little bit. I don't know what to like.
It's fine. You'll be fine.
But
just do what you do.
But what is it? It's a variety comedy show. Now let's talk this out. And we're on the panel. We're on
Steve,
the panel.
You're overthinking it.
And there's a band. Let's talk this out, man. It's going to help me out because I don't know.
People put their names in a hat. Yes. Up and coming comics put their names in a box. Tony pulls them out. The people come out. They do 1 minute of comedy.
And we
we talk to the person.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, so have you done it before?
Yeah, I've done it a bunch of times.
I didn't realize how big it was.
Yeah,
like they hit the road. Great. Okay, let's talk. Okay, what are we? God, man.
We didn't even finish the Dr. Sleep. Did you like it or not? Thumbs up, thumbs down. Do you recommend it?
I'll give it a B minus C plus.
Oh, that's actually a good grade.
That's my final rating.
Yeah, you know what? When you say B minus for a movie, that means, yeah, see it, but it's not going to blow you away.
No.
Yeah, and I agree. And I think, but my problem is a lot of movies I've seen recently.
What else have you seen?
Are in that category. What to else? The point where I don't even remember. Okay, I saw
Lighthouse.
I haven't seen that one yet, but it just looked too weird.
We gotta do it.
Okay, that'll be another one. I'll see that one. New Terminator.
Oh, I didn't see that.
See, the new Terminator, the first 25 minutes, spectacular. That girl that's the star is. Did you see it, Craig? Oh man, the girl, she's so dope. I just love. She's just sexy and beautiful and powerful.
So, what year does this take place?
This is like here's my problem.
Explain it to me.
Okay, they've gotten rid of. They did this thing where they're like, you're supposed to forget all the other Terminator movies. This is literally supposed to be right after Terminator 2. Okay, because this is James Cameron and all that. And I can't do that. I can't. There's five shitty Terminator movies in my head.
Edward Furlong is forever ingrained.
He's
in it?
He's not in it, but they did like. Some kind of like maybe it's lost footage or something,
right?
But he's in the movie. See,
I'm a huge fan.
Okay, well, in this movie, I don't want to give you a spoiler. I mean, spoiler. I could get this is a huge spoiler.
I'm not gonna watch.
Okay, spoiler alert for Terminator 2. You're not gonna pay attention. Okay, Craig's got his. How are you gonna edit this then? But in this version of Terminator, the Terminator actually kills John Connor. So he actually kills him.
That's Edward Furlong, though.
Yeah. He kills him.
So he is in this.
No, but it's like...
Time lapse?
No. It's like, I don't know if this is footage or if they use like CGI or something, but he's in the movie.
What?
Yeah, he's in
young
the movie. Yes.
So it's young Edward
Furlong. Yes, from T2. Yes.
How did they do that with CGI?
I have no idea, bro. But it was great. I'm telling you, the special effects in this movie is great. It's so spectacular.
How's Arnold?
He's Arnold. He's like an old man. You know, he's like, it's fine. But this is what scared me. They had Mexican Terminator. You know, they work harder.
Unbelievable.
That's what I thought in the movie. I was like, oh, this is a scary Terminator. Were you a Mexican Terminator? He was like, oh, he was great.
So how are they advanced? Are they what makes them different than the other?
The whole universe is like cracked off now. So basically like all the whatever Sarah Connor knows of the future – of like Skynet and all that, it didn't happen, but it still happened. Like a new.
Oh, so that it was altered. The future was. The because he got he killed Edward.
Yes,
but there's
a new resistance and a new like you know whatever happened.
Oh my
but
god!
But let me give you a big. This is keep the spoilers are going, but I'm gonna tell you something I just did not like about this movie. All right, at the end, Arnold helps to kill the badass Terminator. Okay. They fall into like a pit, whatever. They took a reactor from the girl and jammed it into the thing's eye, so it gets killed, right? But my problem is, Arnold and the thing, they're there. So They're like dead, all right? Both Terminators are now terminated.
So who's the... So
but listen.
Wait, hold on. I just need to clarify. So there's the good Terminators, the blonde girl.
He just never listens.
And the bad Terminators, the Mexican guy.
No. The blonde girl's not a Terminator. She's just an enhanced human. Spoiler!
Okay. Keep going.
So now both Terminators are dead.
Okay.
And they leave. That's the same shit that happened in the first Terminator. That's how Skynet started, because right. They found this robot.
Oh, they got the technology right. From it.
So what I'm saying is that shit is going to happen again, because they're already talking about making two more. So they're going to do the same shit again. It's really infuriating. I was like, I was out after that. I'm out.
Okay, give that one a rating.
C minus.
You see Parasite?
I was gonna watch Doctor Sleep or Parasite last night.
You gotta see Parasite, dude.
I'm going to.
You gotta
the next
see
one.
It. That was a damn good movie.
Oh, you have a little poster up.
Yeah, Craig got me a poster from ArcLight.
Is it an English movie? Is it in English?
No, it's in Korean.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that must be great for you, because you can understand what the fuck they're saying.
For the most part, the only problem that I
gotta read the shit.
Yeah. Yeah, my Korean's not the best, but I understood probably 70% of
that's
it.
More than yeah. That's probably made it better for you.
Oh yeah. Are you looking for so what are you looking forward to as far as like video games, movies coming
nothing,
out?
Nothing, man.
Have you been what's up with your gaming, man?
I just realized
Griffin
that.
With Griffin. I want to start talking about
that.
Oh,
that's different.
That
that's different. Griffin with Griffin's the podcast. Griffin.
I mean Griffin Gaming. Sorry.
Nothing's going on. I'm just playing.
Are you streaming?
Yeah.
What game are you playing now?
I'm still playing Destiny.
You still playing Destiny?
Yeah. I played Modern Warfare.
Yeah.
That game is spectacular.
Better than Destiny?
This is different.
Yeah.
But Modern Warfare.
It's a first-person shooter?
But I'm saying the special, the graphics and, like, what's happening in the game is so fun. Because, like, you got, you know, people are jumping out and, like, you have to use the flashlight. It's, like, very realistic, you know?
Is there PvP online where you can play other people?
Yeah.
So is it easier or harder than Destiny PvP? Crucible?
Oh, it's way harder because the time to kill is like, pat, dead.
What?
Yeah. But Modern Warfare is fun, and I haven't really got into any other games. Oh, I actually, let me tell you what I have been playing.
What?
On my PS4, I've been playing Spider-Man. That fucking game is great. That is
Spider-Man?
Such a fun game.
Explain it. Like,
well, they don't have. It's just like you ever play Batman Arkham Knight?
I love Batman. We talked about
same
this.
Thing.
I love
same thing.
Batman.
Spider Man's very similar.
Asylum. That was
very
great.
Similar, right? Don't you think so, Craig? Yeah. It's very similar. Open world, and
yeah.
You're like doing all these missions, and it's so fun.
If you
Spider Man is the that's the funnest game I've played in a long time.
If you could create,
and I play Destiny on my PlayStation because now they have this cross saving, so it's great.
What do you mean cross saving?
So you could play on your PlayStation. And then when you finish playing, you can go to your Xbox and pick up from where you are. Everything's the
but
same.
But those are two different consoles.
But the Destiny server is the same.
Oh,
you can't cross play, but you can play, like, you know. So that's pretty fun.
So what's the light level now?
950.
And then what's the meta? I want to talk about the meta.
I have no idea. I never know that stuff. I never know what's the best gun.
You don't have Ariana's file hand cannon?
None of that shit.
See, I don't even play and I know more than you guys.
Yeah.
I watch all the videos.
Then why don't you play?
Do you have Randy's throwing knife?
No! New,
that's an exclusive scout rifle. That's like better than the Mida multi-tool.
I probably shouldn't be eating.
So if you could create a game that doesn't exist right now, mm-hmm. Me and Bob talked about this. What if there's a superhero game where you could literally create your own superhero and then play against, you know what I'm saying?
Bobby loves that kind of shit. Where it's just like loner shit being Frankenstein.
Yeah, but wouldn't that be interesting?
No. Not at all. That sounds terrible.
Oh, yeah, Cyberpunk.
I'm not excited if it's just a game that once you complete it, it's over. And it better take me 6 months to finish it. Then I'll like it.
When you're doing this YouTube, going back to the content creating, is this the only thing that I'll be able to do? Like, do you think that there's any other opportunities that might arise?
Yeah, man.
From doing this kind of content? I want to talk about that.
You know what you could do?
What?
Piano lessons.
I play the same shit.
You could be doing, like, how to make music. You know, you could be doing a bunch of stuff. How to, like, you know, how to live like a minimalist, you know? Here's what you do. Put all your posters on one wall, you know?
Have you thought
Yeah, let's talk about live vlogging, Twitch versus YouTube and all that.
I can't gain any traction on Twitch.
And you've been on it for a while.
Twitch is just, I don't know who these people are that watch Twitch.
No, but he was showing me something. People don't even play games anymore. I know. They're literally just like talking to the camera or it's in a different place.
Because they see, because there's more shit like that on YouTube. YouTube makes so much money from people's regular content. So Twitch is just going, it's just smarter than to be like, well, let's just be the direct competitor to YouTube. That's all.
Oh, right. Yeah. But why is it? Because you have a lot of followers on Twitch.
Oh, I do not.
You have like thousands of followers, don't you?
Yeah, that doesn't mean anything. Just to give you an example.
Yeah.
So when I stream live on YouTube, I have like 35,000, 36,000 fans on YouTube. So I'll get like 300, 400 people watching me live. But it goes from, say, it'll be like 160 or between 160 and 400 will watch me live. From I started a new channel because.
You did?
Yes, because I was talking to somebody at YouTube and it's better to separate that stuff.
Oh, so what did you start the new one for?
To just do game me on it. So then I don't have to worry about like messing with my podcast fans. Bugging them all the time. I could just stream whenever. Like last night, I streamed at like 2 o'clock in the morning. I saw Craig on. I was trying to hit, but you must have just gotten off.
I was watching my phone. That was a problem.
Oh, yeah. So I just went. So when you have just a gaming channel, you can just game whenever, and it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. And then
I was more exclusive on my podcast channel because I didn't want to like bombard it with gaming stuff.
And then you still get donations, like people. Oh, that's crazy. Cool. Yeah.
I keep telling you.
I mean, the thing is, I'll go on Twitch, but I don't. The only game I really play is I like playing Destiny with you guys.
Play Destiny.
But it's like, do people really want to see me just play? You know.
Those fucking idiots.
No. The thing is, they like our conversation. Steve,
go on YouTube and just go to the gaming section of YouTube and put Destiny in. And look how many people are watching people play Destiny.
And then just play by myself without you guys? But the whole fun part, I like playing with you guys.
Then we could still play and you could just stream yourself. How many times? I'm so sick of telling him the same thing for fucking years, man.
How long you been telling me?
Yeah, it's just a nightmare.
How long you been telling me this?
Now, hey, are you heating up the coffee on the hot plate?
Don't go back to that, friend.
I like how the hot plate is by the door.
Hey, I got.
Is this because you don't want the AC messing with it?
I cook stuff, man.
Are you cooking at? You like fry eggs and stuff like that?
Eggs, rice, soup, bacon, sausages.
This is what I see. He's got an old school like skillet. Like
that's an iron skillet.
Yeah, dude. Target. You're using an iron skillet?
Yeah. Look, man, I don't got a kitchen in here, man. Just work with me. You know what I mean?
You know what
work
this looks like? Me. This place looks like.
Here we go. This is what.
The zombie apocalypse happened, okay? And this is like an underground bunker.
No, keep going. I like what you're doing.
This
keep
is like going. A bunker, you know, and you survived, you know, like zombie land. You know what I mean? And this is what you'd have in there. You know
the thing about me? Is even if I had $1 million,
you'd still live like a $2 hoe.
I would still live like this.
I know you're a minimalist.
I don't need much.
We see that.
The sad part is if you moved out, people would be jumping on this place.
See what I'm saying? Say that again. If I moved out, people would be jumping to get in here.
Yeah,
but it's a room. It's just one room. No kitchen.
Yeah, but okay. Let's say if Craig moved. This wouldn't be the same.
What are you talking about?
Because then you'd really be like by yourself in like a little corner hovel.
Oh yeah.
I see.
I talk to Craig. I see him almost every day or every other day.
Imagine if he wasn't here. That's my whole point. This would be different.
So if he hits it in Bitcoin, then he's gone.
I got rid of my Bitcoin. I was tired of the up and
down.
Wait,
you got rid of the? Can we talk a little bit about Bitcoin?
There's nothing to talk about because I don't know what it is. It's like Dr. Sleep. I don't know what it is. I don't know why it has value. I don't know.
Yeah.
And I just was like sick of hearing about, oh, it's going to rise to 50,000. I was like, yeah, it's never going to happen. I mean, give me, get my money and spend it on some shit.
Oh, you just took it all out?
Yeah.
You took it all out?
Yeah.
Of everything.
No, I still have this other dumb coin that like I'm losing money on. So I have Z coin. Yeah, my Z coin is like, I'm waiting for that to like come back up.
What does the Z coin do?
Steve.
Because
I don't know what any of these coins do, man. It makes no sense to me.
Because, well, XRP, for example, it's bank-to-bank transactions.
Yeah, and so it's not catching on.
If you want to send money to someone in England, you get it'll be instant, you know, opposed to...
That's called Zelle.
MoneyGram.
No, they
like
have
that.
It now. It's all... The bank,
no, but this is a global thing.
The banks have already... fought back on that. The banks were like, okay, you want money to go instantly? We'll make it instant. Now it's instant. There's no waiting for anymore.
But that's the reason for XRP. That's what that coin is
for.
You
know how many coins do that? They like all XRP, do that.
That do exactly what XRP
is. Yes, that's why it's worthless. That's why
but
it's not.
But XRP is on the forefront. It's like the main one that people are looking at.
It's not the main one. If it was the main one, it'd be worth more than $3. How much is it? It's 30 cents.
It's 30 cents.
Do you think a thing that's worth 30 cents is like, is going to be the industry standard? No, Steve.
Wait 2 years.
Jesus
It's
going to
go up to $10.
Are you the person that got him involved
in
this
shit? Yeah, he got me involved. God. Yeah. I made money on Bitcoin.
Everybody made money on Bitcoin.
So, but you took,
I bought Bitcoin at like, when it was like, I don't know what it was, 3 or 4,000, whatever it was. And it didn't like, you know, when it went at the rush, did everybody, you know?
All right, we'll
I
get off
my money on Litecoin.
So let's go back to your comedy and like specials and everything. Like, so let's talk about what are you laughing at, man? I'm just trying to mix it up.
Oh, you're trying to mix it up?
Are you working on a new special?
Yeah, I'm working on it. I'm always working on material, and the point of it would be to put it out on a platform like that. But what I'm starting to think now is that when I come up with a solid bit, and if I'm on the road and I record it, I'm going to start releasing that stuff on YouTube.
Oh, on your channel.
Yeah, on my channel. So I can make my own money on my own material.
Because you can monetize it.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Oh, God, you're right.
Yeah.
So what's the point of having Showtime or Netflix put out your
shit? Well, the point of that is like you're reaching a larger number of people.
Yeah, but they get all the money.
And giving you a bunch of money.
Yeah.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
I don't know. The world's changing, man.
So the future is going to be like, you don't need these companies, right?
Exactly. That's what you really want. You want it to be where, you know, this is my content. That's what people are doing. Guys like Andrew Schultz.
What is he doing?
Yeah, he's out there. Well, he built his fame and fortune on YouTube.
Off YouTube?
Yeah, man.
So he put all his bits.
He put a whole special out on YouTube.
On his channel?
Yeah, on his channel.
Do you have to pay for it, though?
No.
How did he
could do that if he wanted to. You know, they have the membership, thing. They have the thing.
But how did he find the space? How did he get the people out? Like, how did he edit? He hired his own crew?
Who knows? But, you know.
So that's the future.
You don't need a, Steve, look, you're doing your own show right now.
Yeah,
you
but this is a podcast.
How is it any different?
Because that's like at an arena or like a...
It's not an arena. What are
like
you talking
it's
about, Steve?
You have to fill up the seats.
So what, Steve? If you had 16 people in here right now, you could probably fit 16 in here watching this live. People standing over there, sitting with Craig, sitting on his lap. And then, like, you know, you have people over here. Somebody's in the bathroom.
Oh, my God. You just gave me a great idea.
And then you could just film this live, and it would be the same kind of thing.
Can we do – just hear me out.
Oh, God.
Dude, we're almost done. Did you have 5 minutes?
Chuck my time.
No. Dude, this is a great idea. Mm-hmm. For the future, if, like, we do, like, something together, what mm-hmm. if we go to All Things Comedy mm-hmm. and we do a live – kind of a podcast deal with the
Steve,
studio
I've already
audience.
Told you about this. I wanted you and Bobby to come to the improv and do Riffin' with Griffin in the lab in front of a live audience.
That exists?
Yes.
Why don't we just do that? You know I'm down, dude.
I just want to get this skillet.
You know I'm down. Whatever you need, I'm there.
I'm going to pound your face with this skillet.
You know I'm down. Guess what?
I want to know how you did this fucking magic trick.
What? You want to know? Hey. Okay, hold up.
No,
I'm going to do it one more time.
No.
Just what
no.
you
caught. No, I don't trust you. No, let's not. Let's
okay.
Not. Because the magic might get distorted.
So we're getting to the last 10 minutes. This is a time to promote.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right. Well,
you gotta go to your set. I don't want you to miss
I'm
your
on.
Set.
Watch Riffin McGriffin. As you know, they already know. Everybody that watches this already knows about
yeah,
us.
Yeah, and okay? I've been promoting Riffin with Griffin on my shout out. So Riffin with Griffin.
Me too. Yeah. I always talk about Steve. Mm-hmm, Steve. Mm-hmm. So you got that, and then I got my dates on my calendar. I'm gonna be mm-hmm. in like. Actually, let me just look at. I don't know when this is gonna come out. When is this episode coming out?
About 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Yeah. No, we're ahead. That's why we're ahead.
Oh, you're all good for you guys. Yeah. So 2 weeks, that makes it like, so then the 28th, okay, I'll be in. For Thanksgiving weekend, I'm going to be at Stand Up Live in Phoenix.
There you go. So if you're in Arizona, folks.
Yeah, come to Stand. I got four shows, the Friday and Saturday. Mm-hmm. And then, let's see, after that, I'll be December 5th. December 5th through the 7th, I'll be at Levity Live in Oxnard, California.
Keep going.
And then for New Year's, I'll be in Spokane at the Comedy Club. Spokane Comedy Club for New Year's. Two shows. That's it.
Yeah, any like TV?
No, well, I did this movie called The Sleepover, a Netflix movie.
What's it called?
I think it comes out in June, though. So we got plenty of time to talk about that.
What about merch? You don't have shirts or CDs?
Actually, I finally got a singing mic shirt on, and I have it on. Steve, they can see you. So you can get your singing mic shirt on at Riffin with Griffin on the YouTube. But, oh, shit. Wow, we got to get Steve some studio stuff here. Okay. This fucking thing, man.
This is done.
Yeah, that's been done. I can't believe you're still using that.
Okay, keep going.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah.
Okay, that's it?
Yeah. What do you got?
About Instagram? Instagram,
yeah, all that stuff's going to be down below, right? You're going to put on my links and everything. I'm at Eric Griffin everywhere.
Okay, at Eric Griffin.
Mm-hmm. So now do your sell things now.
ERIKGRIFFIN.
Who wrote this?
Eric Griffin. It's not with a C. It's with a K. Okay? So
that was... I should do like you do to me. I should read this.
No.
You do this to me on my podcast all the time. I want to read it. Okay. Patreon.
That's a new one.
Oh,
that's a new patron this week.
Oh, it is? Yeah. Dylan Arviso? Okay. Who's that?
He's our new patron.
Oh, hey, Dylan. Thanks for supporting Riffin with Griffin. Thanks for supporting Stevie Weeby. And start supporting Riffin with Griffin.
Stick to the script. Stick to the script.
So go to StevieWeebyShow.com. Go to Patreon.com, Stevie Weeby. Instagram, Kwaijo. That's how you say it. Kwaijan.
Kwang-u.
Nobody
spell
knows what
out.
The fuck
spell,
that is. Q-U-A-N-G-O-U. Kwang-u, which is actually his Korean name. That's his real name, which is why he went to Steve.
This is horrible.
StevieWeebyBandcamp.com. I don't know what the fuck that is.
It's my music's on there.
Oh, his music's on there. Steve's still making music, guys.
Yeah.
So go to StevieWeebyBandcamp.com. Coming to a theater near you.
You have to name the one guy that bought something.
Oh, where is he?
It's under the top right, under music.
Oh, Michael Martinez. Thank you, Michael Martinez, for buying shit from the Stevie Weeby Music Store. And if you want to send things to Stevie Weeby, send it to 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, Los Angeles, California, 90093, to send stuff. I think I did it all.
No, at the bottom, I promote other people's podcasts, including yours.
Okay, we got, I don't know what this is.
Losco Projects.
Losco Projects, Necro Electric, and Riffin with Griffin. And, of course, Worst Fire Team Ever. Is that still a thing?
Yes.
Worst Fire Team now is like if the Beatles only had Ringo and...
Oh, man.
It's like Ringo and George, and only Beatles left.
So I think, did you do everything? You did everything. I wanted to really emphasize Patreon.com, okay? Because that's what's keeping
Stevie
this.
Stevie Weeby, not Patreon, not just Patreon.
Patreon.com/Stevie Weeby.
Yeah.
Make your pledge to keep this show going, okay?
And by show, he means this apartment.
StevieWeebyShow.com for merch.
What kind of merch you got going on these days?
Oh, shirts, sweatshirts, you know, all kinds of different stuff.
You should get
buy
like,
something.
You should sell like
Dude, I don't like what you're doing. Skillet holder? I don't like what you're doing right now.
That'd be great if you like, get your Stevie Weeby skillet holder. This is where he puts his coffee, guys. That's how Steve puts his coffee. I should have brought you a coffee, but I was like running late.
I'm just going to breathe it out. We're almost done here. Do we have a minute left? Dude, you son of a gun. All right, man. I love you, man.
Yeah.
Pound.
As always.
Yeah.
Remember, and look out for us. We're going to watch The Shining, the original, together, and we'll do like a...
Oh, I'm working on a new EP called Ode to My Pops. It should be out in a couple months. So
oh, really?
Look out for that. Yeah. It's based around my father. And
well,
everything.
I think we got the gist of that, Steve.
Okay.
If you had said Ode to My Pops, you were like, it's about apple pie. That would have been fucking weird.
Okay. And there's no Little Ray's World this week, but it'll be back next week. Love you guys.
See ya.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Class is now in session, and the UPS Store is here to help you ace arriving on campus. Our certified packing experts can pack everything you need, from desktops to decor. Plus, when you pack and ship with us, you get our exclusive pack and ship guarantee. Your items arrive safe or your money back. Restrictions and limitations apply. To get a 20% off packing coupon and for full details, visit theupsstore.com/packing.